That's mamzer, someone born out of a sinful situation. The second thing is I get lots of questions about, do we still take trips to these parts of the world? Now, I don't do commercials. Go to the website, and you can learn about that if you're interested. Let's just leave it there, and I won't go beyond that. All right, join me tonight. I'd like to continue our study of discipleship. We've done it for 2 weeks. First week, we tried to set discipleship in Galilee. Last week, I tried to look very briefly at Paul as he moved into a more intentional discipling ministry, in my opinion at least, and then Timothy. For next week, if you read the Gospel of John and the handout, Rabbi and Tell Me Deem, a lot of you, I'm sure, didn't get to read it. Maybe you did, but I'm assuming a lot didn't because you had all of the gospel to read. So I'll put it up there for a second week, and that's the memory text that I would encourage you to read, to memorize if memorization is something of value to you. I'm calling tonight's session the text. Now, we 2 weeks ago, we talked about what is a Talmid, a disciple. And I tried to stress, to share with you that in the Eastern mind, a disciple is not a student. A disciple is not someone who's curious. A disciple is not a hearer, but a doer as well as a hearer. When the Bible says, be doers of the word as well as hearers, that's exactly what discipleship is. Now, how do you do the word? How do you do obedience? And the answer is you act like the one who's teaching you. That's a rabbi. That's someone, a shepherd, who's showing you how to take what you know and do it. So a disciple is someone who's consumed with a passion to be like his or her rabbi. And of course, in the Christian world, the rabbi is Jesus. And I pray God would continue to fan the flames within each person here who's made a decision to follow Jesus, that you wouldn't be satisfied just sitting there and learning about Jesus, nor would I, but that more than anything else, we want to encourage one another and be driven to be like Jesus was, at least in our walk with God, though of course we can't be Messiah or any of that. That's a disciple. Someone said to me that week, that was intense. They hadn't heard that idea quite that way, I believe is how they said it. And then they said, where do you start? Well, of course, you have to know Jesus. You have to have a rabbi. So that's first. They said, I do. I've committed my life to him. The second thing is the text. It's the Bible. It's the heart of what discipleship is, and it was the heart of what discipleship was then. So let's take a look at that tonight. Now, the text is important, in my opinion, for someone who wants to be a disciple of Jesus, or better, someone who wants to respond to his call, because he calls all who know him as Savior to be disciples. The text is important, in my opinion, for three reasons. One, it's the only way we can know him. Yes, you can see him lived out in others, but it is the text that speaks the words of God about our rabbi. He's with us as his Spirit leads us into the Word. So it's the way we know the rabbi. Second, I'm convinced that much of Jesus' teaching is not just, boom, new teaching, and people are like, whoa, that's really different, but rather is Jesus coming to interpret the book they already had. We would call it the Old Testament. I think it's rare that I find there's a teaching of Jesus that doesn't either interpret the Old Testament the way many Jews did, or reinterpret it in a new way. He expects, I think, that when people study the text, they learn from him how to interpret the Old Testament as well as understand the new things that come after. And last, and this ought to be enough in my opinion, if we want to be like the rabbi, he knew the text. And I'd like to show you that tonight. He knew the text so well that to be like him is to be driven to want to know the text too. Now, here's Jesus' words, and I thought about doing more with that, but let me show you something about how Jesus looked at the Old Testament. Jesus says, do not think I've come to abolish Torah, the law we say in English. I have not come to abolish, but fulfill. Now, those two words in English, abolish and fulfill, are translations, in my opinion at least, of technical rabbinic language. Abolish doesn't just mean to throw away. Fulfill doesn't mean to do something so it's no longer necessary and now it's finished. Rather, abolish means to interpret Scripture so that it's not kept. Interpret Scripture so it's not kept. To fulfill means to interpret Scripture so it is kept, the way God wants.